This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1869. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 16th, Afghanistan, Anguilla, Ascension, Australia, Barbados, Bougainville, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Finland, Ireland, Kashmir, Korea South, Kurdistan, Madagascar, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Solomon Islands, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Radio Afghanistan is still being heard on shortwave and in English. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports it on 6100, March 14th at 1533 UT. In English at that time, Sinpo's in the threes, followed by Urdu and Arabic. He heard it for a full hour. There was an ID as English ended at 1558. Tough to get in North America, but possible on the West Coast, I think, via Long Path. This has been going on for months, but for the record, I'll mention again that the Caribbean Beacon, so-called, from Anguilla, carrying nothing but the so-called University Network from Los Angeles, with the so-called Pastor Melissa Scott, sharing time with deceased Gene Scott. Those two frequencies from Anguilla are extremely out of order. At best, there is distorted modulation, some of the peaks making a sound only, or if we're lucky, no modulation at all, but they have stayed on the air most of the time, 6090 at night and 11775 in the daytime. The approximate changeover times are 10 and 22 UT. Here's another transmitter that's out of order, but not so bad as to be unlistenable. Still, this has gone on for months, if not years as well, and I wonder why they don't do something about it, since they presumably have more able engineers at Ascension than they do in Anguilla. I'm talking about the relay station carrying BBC and other services. March 10th at 0550. I was hearing exactly the same pitch of hum coming out of two different Ascension frequencies, 6005 with BBC World Service and 7415, which was carrying the clandestine for Nigeria, Dandalkura. But I could compare this with a third Ascension transmitter with BBC World Service and a much stronger one here, 7445, which had no such hum. More negative reaction within Australia to ABC's axing shortwave. NT News of March 10th carried a story. Tracy Hayes slams ABC during Senate hearing in Darwin. The ABC has betrayed everything it stands for, the Territory Cattlemen's Association told a Senate hearing. Chair of the Federal Environment and Communications Legislation Committee, Nationals Senator Bridget McKenzie, described submissions by the Cattlemen's Association and the NT government at the public hearing into the ABC amendment, described it as explosive. These submissions are absolutely damning and cast doubt over every claim ABC management has made to justify its decision to axe shortwave services to remote areas of the Northern Territory. Thanks to Artie Bigley and Mike Cooper for sending that story on. And another one from Shepparton News, the city where the Radio Australia transmitters were or are located, of March 13th. Headline, Radio Decision Slammed. Victorian National Party Senator Bridget McKenzie has grilled the head of ABC over its decision to shut down shortwave radio broadcasting. Mrs. McKenzie said it was another sign of the ABC being too focused on urban Australia. She was concerned the shutdown would harm Northern Territorians who relied on the shortwave ABC broadcast during emergencies, as well as weakening the voice of Australia internationally by making it more difficult for people to tune in to Radio Australia. Thanks to Artie Bigley and Mike Terry for that one. The remaining shortwave station in Australia, Reach Beyond, puts in a good signal, strangely enough, over here, even though it's aimed at South Asia, There's an English broadcast at 14 UTN 11980. I was hearing it 10 over 9, March 9th. During the first 5 minutes, they're actually just tuning up with music. They play an Irish reel and then some traditional Chinese instrumental music, and finally sign on at 14:05 with a hint of a kookaburra from Kununurra, but surely it is not Jacko before they go into proselytizing. So the neat music from 14 to 14:05 is the best and only time to listen to RBA. Long ago, they emitted a different musical medley. Trans-Equatorial FMDX is underway from the Caribbean to southern Brazil once again. We can only dream of this kind of propagation in North America. But an astute DXer, even in the huge city of São Paulo, was able to pull in three Barbados stations on relatively clear frequencies. I understand not only are there legal broadcasters, but lots of pirates in São Paulo. He reported this to the Radio Escutas group. It was on March 8th in the evening around 01 to 1:30 UT. The three stations he heard, with videos to prove it, are BBS FM on 90.7, Life FM on 97.5, and Quality FM on 100.7. The distance is 2,683 miles. Ron Howard on the California coast continues to monitor NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea on 3325. For a while, they had been closing down circa 1200 UT, but lately it's been almost half an hour earlier. On March 9th, they went off at 1137. On March 14th, they went off at 1134, but then came back on for three more minutes before going off again. He says there are elections coming up in June, so we may expect to hear more about that on 3325. Here's a public service announcement about it. Watch out for the other station on 3325, Radio Republic Indonesia Palangkaraya, which he says provided only light interference. At 1113, he heard their patriotic song, For You, Our Country, but far underneath NBC. Anyhow, after Bougainville goes off, Palangkaraya has 3325 to itself until about 1700. Here is a surprise from Brazil. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports that the time signal station, Observatorio Nacional Rio de Janeiro, has moved up 10 kilohertz. No longer on 10,000 even, but 10,010. Maybe to avoid interference from other time signal stations. He heard it March 15th at 21:20. There's a female voice, and it announces the time every 10 seconds with a beep. Also reported by Dave Valco in Pennsylvania to Hardcore DX, March 12th at midnight UT. He says it's carrier plus upper sideband only. Radio Aparecida in Brazil continues to drift higher. For a while, it was just below 11855, but it's been going up and up bit by bit. March 9th at 0510, that ghostly station was on 11855.46, but just barely modulated. And 6 nights later, March 15th at 0144, I found a barely audible carrier, which must have been it, on 11856.12. Another CUSB time signal station continues to be absent whenever I've checked, as late as March 13th at 0510. CHU Canada, nothing heard on 3330. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says it's not a transmitter problem, but an antenna problem, and they're working on it. Sorry we missed it, but Wolfgang Büschel ran across the annual live press conference in English by the Chinese premier, carried on many CNR1 frequencies. This was March 15th at 0200 UT, heard on 9630, and of course many of them also on the air for jamming, like 9670 and 9825. Cuba's Radio Rebelde has usually been missing in the evenings from 5025, but also usually appearing later at night, perhaps after midnight or so Cuban time. The reasons are not at all clear, but perhaps there's a shortage of operational transmitters shared with Radio Havana Cuba, especially in the evening when there's high demand. Mark Cody of the Ontario DX Association was hearing 5025, March 12th at 10:55 in Spanish, with excited Japan versus Netherlands World Baseball Classic coverage from Tokyo. So that could explain why it's on at odd hours with what seem to be live baseball games. As a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba switched to Eastern Daylight Time exactly when the United States did, strangely enough, on March 12th, which means RHC Spanish programming and some other languages have changed times as they always do during DST. Primarily concerning English, the 15140 broadcast, the first one of the day, has moved an hour earlier, now starting at 19 instead of 20 UT. But the second broadcast, strangely enough, has again switched to 1 hour later on 11880 at 23 instead of 22, while the third one on 5040 at midnight UT has moved an hour earlier to 23, so now it's at the same time as the one on 11880. En Contacto, the Spanish DX program on Sundays, I have confirmed an hour earlier, starting at 13:35 UT on the morning frequencies, and the two repeats should also be earlier at 22:40 or so, and UT Monday at 01:35. This week, I was no longer hearing Manolo de la Rosa, nor any credit to him. I guess he has retired, no longer doing the program. However, Arnie Coro is heard more and more as a regular co-host rather than just a segment contributor in Spanish. I also checked for the weekly Sunday Esperanto broadcasts. The first one at 07 UT does not change time, but it's often missing or on the wrong frequency. In fact, I was not hearing it on 6000, the announced frequency, nor any other on the 49-meter band at 0722. The second one has moved an hour earlier at 15 UT instead of 16, only on 11760. They continue announcing outdated times and frequencies on their own Esperanto opening. The third broadcast has been at 2130 on 15370, which changed in mid-season from an hour later than that. However, I was not hearing it on March 12th, just before 2200, so I'm not sure what time and frequency it is on now. I was hearing at that time a newscast which mentioned that a new Cuban TV channel was going on the air the following Tuesday called Canal Caribe, and they refer to it as being HD1, that is high definition digital television. Insufficient details until Mike Cooper sent an AP story from Havana about it, saying the Cuban government is trying to reboot its Soviet-era-style news programming with a high-definition current affairs channel staffed by young journalists. The Caribe channel is starting slowly with 3.5 hours of offerings a night on a new channel available to a few hundred thousand viewers who have bought high-definition decoder boxes. They hope to expand nearly round-the-clock programming. Radio Republica, clandestine via France, had been signing out at 02 UT, contrary to some published schedules, on 9490. But on March 15th, I found them already on the air at 0118, so apparently they have moved their sign-on time 1 UT hour earlier, like the insider Cubans. On this occasion, the signal was amazingly strong, and at first I thought it could not have been coming from France anymore. About HCJB's new transmitter in Ecuador on 6050, which had been running 24 hours. By March 9th, it was no longer on the air after 0500 when I checked. And info from Horst Rosiak via Mauno Ritola and the ADX group says they were looking for a 10-kilowatt solid-state transmitter, but didn't have funding available for it, so instead they bought an in-house 1-kilowatt unit from the former HCJB Technology Center in Elkhart, Indiana, now called Sunset, S-O-N-S-E-T. But, amazingly, even with 1 kilowatt, it still reaches Europe. via internet, satellite, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio, 1-869. Bringing you the website, worldofradio.com, with an ever-growing archive of valuable information. Our thanks this week for financial support of these non-commercial entities from Kevin Crouch in Northridge, California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. March 9th at 2135 UT, Richard Langley in New Brunswick was encountering heavy interference to Greece on 9420. In fact, the noise was covering 9400 to 9440. This was also being monitored in Europe by ADXers and Wolfgang Büschel. He says the distortion covered 9383 to 9441 at 19 UT, 9396 to 9436 at 2150, some remote receivers being used. And they concluded this was coming from Radio Cairo, Egypt, even though they don't have a listed frequency in that area. Yet more time signal station news. Manuel Mendez in Spain says station Mikes in Espoo, Finland, on exactly 25 megahertz. During the last months, I've not been able to receive it, and is it off the air? So I emailed the station staff and got a reply. On 20 January, we had to turn the 25 megahertz transmitter off due to disturbances it caused to some delicate measurements in our laboratories. I cannot predict the date of resuming the transmissions. I heard something interesting on the 40-meter ham band. March 15th at 0600 UT. November Yankee Zero Victor, who said he was near Howland Island, and he was working a Norwegian station in South Carolina, LA8QQ Portable 4. He referred us to the website explaining why he was near Howland Island, nauticos.com, N-A-U-T-I-C-O-S, which is involved, among other things, in the search for Amelia Earhart. A current expedition was traveling from Honolulu to Howland Island, and that was on 7175 LSB. John Collins, Chuck Albertson, and Mike Bearclough send news from the RTE website in Ireland, the Irish Times, and Radio Today, that their long-wave service on 252 kHz has got a reprieve to stay on the air at least until 2019. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington says it seems bizarre to me that RTE were unable to get access to the airwaves in the UK when stations such as China Radio International, Saat al-Khalij from Qatar, and Radio Sputnik from Russia have got around restrictions and have been broadcasting in the UK for years. Mike Bearclough replies, the license holders for CRI, Qatar and Sputnik, and other foreign broadcasters are, or have been, either the World Radio Network or Spectrum Radio. They are held responsible for any breaches of the Ofcom compliance code, of which Voice of Russia's case, there has been at least one. Wolfgang Büschel reports the always odd frequency of the clandestine from Delhi, India for Kashmir, 4870.304. Heard via the Qatar remote receiver during the 0230 to 330 UT broadcast, March 15th. Some new Korean numbers broadcast caused jitters in South Korea as tensions are heating up. But South Korea also does Korean numbers. Ron Howard reports a new frequency, 4925, which is infinitely better than 4900, which mixed with China's Voice of Strait. He heard it March 11th from 1431 until off at 1442. The first half was music, and the second half, numbers. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria monitored Dengue Kurdistan to hear nothing but dead air during the hours the Issoudun France relay was scheduled every day from March 9th through 13th. That is 15 to 16 on 11600 and 16 to 1930 on 7455. but after 19:30 for another 2 hours, it could be heard with modulation since the site changed to Pridnestrovia. Finally, on March 14th, they resumed modulating from Isudun between 1500 and 1930. I continue to get good reliable reception from the other side of the world, Madagascar World Voice African Pathways Radio, during their two English hours on 17640, starting at 18 and again at 20 UT. Most MWV transmissions will continue the same in A17 according to HFCC, but Ivo Ivanov points out the ones which are changing frequencies. At 02 to 03 in Spanish, 6070 replaces 6190. Bad news for poor CFRX Toronto. And the next Spanish hour at 03 to 04 moves from 6150 to 6170. Also, the Russian broadcast at 19 moves from 9495 to 9720. In Chinese at 22 from 9455 to 9490. March 13th at 11:38, Mark Cody in Ontario caught Radio New Zealand International on a new frequency, 5995. I quickly checked their posted schedule, which they change but do not put an update date on it, and found that frequency is on the schedule, but not at that hour. It is shown at 12:59 to 16:50, Sunday through Friday, while on Saturdays, from 12:59 to 17:58, they're supposedly staying on 7355, which is much better for us way over here as the sun is rising. But why in the world are they keeping that on only one day a week and 5995 all the other days? The Anti-Jesus Pirate station YHWH may have been silent for a while. It was being heard again on one of his previous frequencies, 7615. Ron Howard had something there on March 11th and definitely on March 12th at 0240. Still going at 0426. And on March 13th, I heard him just as he was signing off at 0507. Filed under Oklahoma because it's in Oklahoma City. Sad news that International Crystal Manufacturing is going out of business. Thanks to Mike Terry for sending that on. You check the announcement on their website, www.icmfg.com. Ron Howard notes that the other active Papua New Guinea station, NBC Madang, on 3260, cut off the air at exactly 12:06 after the news, both on March 9th and 14th. Richard Lemke in Alberta forwards the new A17 schedule from one of his favorite stations, Radio Romania International. English broadcasts move one UT hour earlier and change frequencies. Starting on the half hour, they last half an hour. If they start on the top of the hour, they last a full hour. To Western Europe at 0530 on 9620, at 11, 13, 770, and 15, 130. At 17, 11, 8, 10, and 13, 660. At 20, 30, 7, 3, 7, 5. At 22, 7, 4, 30, and 9, 7, 60. To North America at 20, 30, 9, 6, 1, 0, and 11, 8, 50. At midnight, 7, 3, 7, 5, and 9, 7, 3, 0. And the same for the West Coast at 0300. Another shortwave station wasting its watts by transmitting dead air. Solomon Islands on 9545, says Wolfgang Büschel, monitoring with a Brisbane, Australia receiver, March 13th at 2258 and still March 14th at midnight 3. 9545 open carrier. March 15th at 0121, I had a poor signal from Brother Scare on a new frequency, 9400. Surely from Bulgaria, but not scheduled. It had been on 9465. And Ivo Ivanov says frequency changes as of March 15th, replaced 9700 with 9400, but only from 1803 to 2000, while the frequency after that, replacing 9465, was supposed to be 5900 from 1701 all the way until 02UT. One of our World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI 9955 has been replaced unexpectedly by something else. Tuesday at 23 UT, which would have shifted to 22, but now something else is being aired. Attention World of Radio podcast listeners, Keith Weston says his server has crashed, so the next couple of weeks the podcast will not be available via FeedBurner, iTunes, or Google Play Music. But our other podcasts remain available. Go to shortwave.am/WOR.xml or www.rmrc.de. Checking the A17 schedules, Eva Ivanov says for WRMI, effective March 26th, a couple of new frequencies. The Africa service moves from 21675 to 21525 between 14 and 23. You may recall that when Radio Australia crashed and left 9580, I suggested that WRMI should take over that frequency and even relay Radio Australia whether they like it or not. Guess what? 9580 is to be a new WRMI frequency between 09 and 21 UT. It's on the 285 beam and will become the day frequency corresponding to the already existing night frequency 6855. The changeover times being just like Radio Australia, 21 and 09 UT, but we still don't know whether WRMI will be relaying Australia. We're a bit late learning about this, but on January 12th, the Louisville Courier-Journal published a long article about local radio legend Milton Metz, dead at 95. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending it on to us. I remember him, perhaps you do too. He was a WHAS 840 talk host for many years, from 1959 to 1993. March 13th at 0434 UT, I found a heterodyne above 1540 kHz, just where KGBC Galveston, Texas, used to appear off frequency for many months, 1540.11. I was able to separate it from the other stations and find they were identifying with FM 101.5, confirming that it was indeed KGBC, which is no longer Chinese, of course, but an oldies format, which Stephen Luce in Houston says has been going for a few months now. However, March 15th at 0109, there was no more head again, so perhaps they were back on frequency. About Vatican Radio, some very strange press reports. Bishops ask Radio Vatican to restore services to Africa. That was on France 24 and originated with AFP. African bishops have asked Radio Vatican, the official radio of the Pope, to restore shortwave transmissions to the continent, the Catholic agency Fides reported. That was dated March 10th, thanks to Artie Bigley and Mike Cooper for sending it on. So, have shortwave broadcasts from Vatican already stopped? That's news to us. We quickly checked out the one scheduled on March 10th in the evening, and I was able to hear carriers. Kai Ludwig Noel Green and Wolfgang Büschel confirmed they are very much still on the air, both from the Vatican's own site and from the Madagascar relay. Stephen Luce says if the African bishops are unaware of the current status of the broadcast, it means they are not listening, therefore unintentionally contributing to the narrative that shortwave is irrelevant and should be dropped. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK and SESP at 15 and 4 March 23rd, 30 and 6 on March 29th with G2 moderate storms. Solar flux peaking at 76 from March 22nd to 25th. And that's World of Radio 1869. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.